This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of my students comes to me with their cousin. She's like 14, 15-year-old girl. And I told her at that time, I said, I really appreciate you coming here. She was like, look, I do not find any serenity, any peace in the prayer. I find peace by smoking weed. I find peace by rolling one up, lighting up a spliff, blunt, you know, whatever it is. That's where I find my peace, right? That is definitely some type of addiction, which she mentioned she was addicted to it. And she was happily addicted to it. It wasn't like she was coming to me like, solve my problem.
Right.
No, she was more like, convince me.
She was expressing, her happiness.
It was more like, convince me that there's something wrong with this. I remember when I became Muslim, guys were like, look, the weed is from the earth, bro.
Yeah. It's cheap. Oh, man, I've heard that so many times.
It's like,
bro, it's nothing, it's from earth.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong? Weed is from the earth? Khalas. One of my brothers at Let's Salah one day, after he said Salam alaykum wa rahmatullah, he lit it up. So he lit it up and he passed it.
After the prayer, immediately after?
Immediately after. And I remember, I'll never forget, and I was, this is not to praise me, but I was like, bro, should we be doing this, man? And then one of them was like, bro, it's from the earth, bro. Call you bugging. He's like, you bugging, man.
Yeah,
you
know that is, yeah, I'm telling you.
You bugging, you're tripping out, you're acting weird.
Yeah.
So, okay. Video games, all this is a form of, you know, secreting the dopamine, which brings a sense of pleasure.
Yeah.
And hopefully transferring that dopamine response to something more euphoric that deals with the Sharia of Allah, which Allah has legislated. But like weed, man, do you see that as prevalent with young men, and how do you counsel in that? What advice would you give in that regard?
It's very prevalent. There's no doubt.
That's for the non-Muslims, but the Muslims.
For 100% for the Muslims. Really? But if someone is convinced that it's okay, if they don't want to hear the other side, like this young woman, then there's not really much we can do about that. In fact, that's true for any type of person coming for counseling, right?
Okay.
So why are you here? Because my mom wanted me to be here.
Boom.
Okay.
Okay.
If you don't really want to make the changes, there's not really a whole lot we can do, right? So the first is a recognition, and a lot of times that's lacking. There's not a recognition. That like marijuana is a haram substance, right? So until that changes, it's very hard to take a step. Now, for those that are, it's going to be a process just like any other type of addiction. It also depends how severe it is, right? So somebody smoking every now and then is different from somebody lighting it up 7 days a week, five times a day, right? That's different. So if it's less severe, maybe we can get by with less. If it's very severe, then we may need to take more drastic steps, such as inpatient or outpatient clinics, detox, so on and so forth.
Detox, yeah.
I found anecdotally, in our communities, it's kind of like a social thing. So a lot, like, it's like people will stop it when they're not in that environment, right? So they were all in high school together, they were smoking, and then after they graduated, like, when's the last time you smoked? Oh, not since high school, man. Right. Like 6 months ago. So that's not an addiction, right? That's just a bad habit that flares every
that lights up
every now and then.
Yeah.
So it just kind of depends on the severity. But if they're not gonna accept that this is not something they shouldn't be doing, then it's gonna be hard, you know, to just go anywhere.
So what would you say? What would you say to the brothers that are convinced that it's not harmful?
If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do something, there's benefit. If He told us to stay away, there's not benefit.
Yeah.
Whether we recognize all that benefit or recognize all the harm, it doesn't matter. It's still, we still have to follow it. You can find anything you want out there about darn near anything, and you can justify anything. And people are doing that with core beliefs in Islam, right? And they can do that.
Right.
So I'm not here to argue with them on that. What we're saying is, ultimately, why are we refraining from this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us boundaries and guidelines to live in, right? There's no end to justification. Well, you know, if I protect myself, then I can have relations with anyone I want. And I can really protect my, right? There's no end to that.
Right.
So it just opens up
a slippery slope. You go back and forth, and there's nothing.
There's no end to it.
No, it reminds me of the verse. And this verse is foundational. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, alunaka anil khamri wal maysir. the people ask you about liquor and gambling. قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. He said, tell them that in both of those things are great sin and benefit.
There is, yeah.
وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. That's the... Yeah. He said, but the sin is much more than the benefit in those things. And how, who knows the benefit? Allah. That's what he said. We don't, you know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated it, that's what we say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. It's, we hear and we obey. It's not a condition for our worship to know the reason of the ruling.
Right.
Right. And that's the ultimate submission. And that is where I humbly feel that's the transitionary point from that young boy to being a man, a Muslim man, a responsible man, a purposeful man, a transcendent man, to where he says, well, Allah's not pleased with this. I'm not going to do it. Simply because Allah's not pleased with it.
Yeah.
And I think the challenge is to where they have to be okay with that.
Right,
and that is the drip of water. That's the process. You know, that first day of Fajr is going to be, you know, 90% of the time you're thinking about, man, I'm just, I guess I got to do this gradually. And that's where it becomes, you know, an unseen force where Allah affects your heart. And that's why when I was saying about this girl in my mind, as I was, we talked for like 4 or 5 hours, this young sister, like four. Because I was saying in my mind, just like you said, it's not my job here to convince you, right? Yeah. You already seem convinced. Yeah. And the attitude of you asking is like, you prove to me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, la. We're not gonna go in there. No. If everybody stays in their lane, there won't be any. What is it? There won't be any accidents if everyone stays in their lane, right? So let's just make sure that. Okay, are you coming to get advice and trying to find out? Firstly, what's your connection with Allah? What do you think about Allah? Come to find out, there were some doubts in Allah in general,
right?
Before even this issue.
Yeah, this is a byproduct.
Sometimes guys got a little stress off, man, and that.
Yeah.
And that may do it for them, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, there's healthy outlets, and there's all kinds of ways to let off stress.
Exactly. What are some of them? What are some of the healthy outlets?
What would be a good swap? Because for me personally, I mean, sports is a huge thing. If I'm able, like, it's literally my drug. I call it, my mom tells me, you go out, play soccer again, it's like almost, you know, 12 a.m. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mama, if I don't do this, I'm either going to just get depressed or go a different route.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is my outlet. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, even if I don't win, even if I have a horrible match, I get, my body gets that relief that I'm able to get it off of me.
And I think subhanAllah, it's kind of transferring that dopamine release.
Because
you find your pleasure, it's euphoric. I mean, there's nothing like a buzzer beater moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where the time is winding down and you make that move and then, or your teammate makes it. And then it's just the crowds going wild internally and then externally as well. There's nothing like that. But then allowing that also to be a buzzer beater moment within some type of, even though that can be ibadah.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It is ibadah.
Definitely. But to where when it's, okay, I have those alone moments as well when I'm reading the Quran or I'm praying or I'm sitting with good companions that are talking about good things.
Yeah.
You know, I think those, it's really that element of transferring that dopamine from smoking weed, from porn, which you're gonna talk about, from video games, to where they make that conscious choice to do these things that they know are better for them.